are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising 'cause we're fed up.
Fed up.
Got our house in order and got yours inside.
We're back. Sovereign Mind Radio. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. We are sponsored by North State Consultants, Inc., the best tax prep and consultants in the business. Their telephone number is 530-221-0101. Consultations are by appointment only. You're listening to 1460 KCNR Free Fire Radio. Today is December 4th, 2011. My name is Mark Kent again, and I'm here in the studio with Chandler, our trusted soundboard guy.
Hello, good evening, Mark.
Good evening. How are you doing tonight?
I can't complain. I'm great.
Well, it wouldn't help.
Nope. No one would listen anyways,
no,
right?
No, please complain.
Nobody cares.
My sister is not in the studio. If that you're hearing a woman's voice, that's not my sister. Linda is sick. She couldn't come in because she has a cold, and she's coughing, so get well, sis. But we have a special guest with us, and her name is Ruth Angel from... what's the name of the show?
It's Sheldon Largent Real Estate, and I am there Saturday mornings at 9 a.m., KCNR1460.com, and I am the counterpart to Kurt Largent.
Right, I was thinking it was the Largent team. That's where I was going to go.
Well, we are. We basically are. It's the Largent team. You know, Kurt Largent, the whole show is based on Kurt Largent, and he's the guru of real estate.
There you go, yeah.
And we're not allowed to... have any dissenting votes. We're not allowed to say anything bad against Kurt. Of course,
so,
if you listen to the show, you know that's not true.
So I was thinking, if he's the guru, then are you the gurette?
No, I just sometimes stand there and look at him and go, that just is not right, Kurt. That is just not right.
I got a cough.
Sounds like you're getting a little bit of what Linda's got.
Well, I've had it for quite a while. I finally went and got some antibiotics on Friday, and I have bronchitis, and I get it every single year, it seems like, now. But I didn't want to infect anybody, but I'm still here, so.
Well, you know, and it's like when you ask somebody if they've got a cold, they always say, no, I have allergies.
Right.
But my mom and dad are actually listening to the show, and I'm going to see them Friday, and they're going to have a fit that I'm sitting or even standing next to somebody that's sick, because they are like they put crosses and garlic all over the place so that they don't get sick.
Well, I didn't hug you or nothing when you came in, even though I wanted to.
But I am sitting across, Mom, just so you know.
Yeah, she's 3 or 4 feet away from me. She's probably can't catch it. I'm going to keep coughing the other way, so we'll be fine. Anyway, you know, I want to do a couple of housekeeping things here before we get started. I wanted to give our big shout out to Andrew Spanfelner, who's been very sick lately, and we want him to get better and hang in there, buddy. And also, Chad Raposa is definitely on the mend, I hear, too. He's getting up and around, so he's not Chad lay around anymore. So, your country, your children, and your grandchildren need you to get involved now. What's it going to take to pry your butts up off the couch? How bad does it have to get before you start to do something? This program wants to give you as many solutions as possible. You need to start by educating yourself on the issues. Go talk to your neighbors. Go to a Tea Party meeting. Check out the website and see what you can do to protect yourself and your family from big out-of-control government. If you have any questions, feel free to just call in at 530-605-4567 or go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com. Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m., 2570 South Bonneview. Destiny Fellowship is the name of the church. This Monday, they will be talking about, the Shasta Land Trust open houses tomorrow. Last week, we had the Have a Cow Night, Bring a Beef about your county politics. This morning on We the People Radio, they had Dave Hodges of Common Sense Show, and that was really good. I highly suggest if anybody hasn't listened to that, that they go get into the archives and listen. That was really great. They stand for limited government, fiscal responsibility, and adherence to the Constitution. So with that, we'll go into our first quotes before we get started. First quote is, every collectivist revolution rides in on a Trojan horse of an emergency. And that was Herbert Hoover. And just as man can't exist without his body, so no rights can exist without the right to translate one's rights into reality, to think, to work, and keep the results, which means the right of property. Ayn Rand. So, with that, let's see, where should we get started, Ruth?
No, you lost me. I have a couple questions for you, because, you know, the Tea Party, who is the Tea Party supporting for president?
Well, we don't actually have a candidate that we endorse. Actually, because of the way we're structured, we don't endorse candidates. And there's a reason why we locally don't endorse candidates, because we want everybody to start thinking for themselves. We, each one of us, have our own guys that we will espouse. And I'll tell you, I think Ron Paul is the guy that I'm voting for. But I'm just speaking for myself. I don't think there's a national Tea Party candidate, because what they try to do is co-opt you. It's like Herman Cain, Tea Party candidate. Really? Well, who said that?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting, because we actually, Kurt yesterday on our show was talking about Newt for president.
Right.
And he was talking about, I tell him I have to keep an open mind. Last time I made the mistake of not keeping an open mind, and it didn't do me well. But one of the things that, we discussed is, okay, we talk about Ron Paul. Did you see the forum last night with Huckabee?
No, I didn't.
With Ron Paul?
I missed it.
It really just made my mind up, because I really was keeping an open mind, and sadly, Sharon and John, I just can't do it. I was so taken back by some of his responses that I thought, you know, I know this guy is smart. I know he's got some things that I like hearing, but there is a lot about him that...
Which parts did you not like?
Well, I don't like his foreign policy.
That's always what everybody says. And what I say is that foreign policy is... Here's the deal. Are we worried about foreign policy more than we are domestic policies? Because if that's the case, if we are so worried about a foreign policy, are we going to implode domestically before we're done doing anything about the banks? And so does foreign policy matter?
Well, I think it does matter. I think that it look at the euro,
right,
and what we're doing with the euro right
but
now.
But it's all banking.
It is all banking. That's correct. But there's a lot of foreign issues surrounding that will make, you know, we've got people in Africa now that he sent over troops to Africa. We've got much going on.
When you're talking about Obama now.
I'm talking about Obama. But we've got so much going on. How can you just tell people to mind their own? Why can't we just mind our own business?
This is the same thing that happened to the Roman Empire. They were in 800, we got 900 bases worldwide. It's not that you don't have any foreign policy. We've got so much over the top, too much foreign policy. You have to pull some of it back in. And that's what the military industrial complex, which kind of has taken on a life of its own, does not want. Now, I don't agree with everything that Ron Paul says, but what I do agree with him is that he follows the Constitution strictly from A to Z. And I would rather have someone come back in that starts following the Constitution as opposed to not following the Constitution.
Well, one of the things that, you know, after listening to him on Sunday, he wants to do away with Social Security. He wants to do with all the way the entitlements. I don't necessarily agree with that, but I am 55, and I'm getting close to where that Social Security is going to matter.
The problem is that under our present government, we're not going to have it anyway, because if we hyperinflate through the banking system, it doesn't matter. The first ones that are going to get hit are the Social Security, because their money's so devalued that it doesn't matter if you're making $1,000 a month. If it buys you 10 loaves of bread, who cares? See, that's why we have to fix the that's why they always want to divert off into that into the foreign policy with Ron Paul, as opposed to sticking to the domestic policy.
Well, you know, one of the questions was posed to him by one of the attorneys general about doing away. What would he? And he basically said, "I'd have to transition to get there."
Yeah.
And dealing with Congress and dealing with the Senate now, they can't get anything done now. How does he expect to do away with some of those entitlement programs?
The only way that it's going to happen is that, and some of them are, you know, we talk about entitlement programs. Social Security, in my opinion, is not necessarily an entitlement program, because people worked for it. The problem is that they've overspent and they've overpromised, and they've done it to the point where there's no way around it. There's going to be cuts. Now, when you say do away with Social Security, yeah, that's the problem. The government makes everybody dependent on them, and then when you're once you're dependent on the government, then they're in control of you.
Well, he says it's basically unconstitutional. And
it is.
I'll tell you, for me, the hardest years I ever worked was in Social Security. And it's not going to be a big part of my retirement, but I want it because
I agree.
What
See,
I put into it.
Here's the problem, and I think we'll go to a break and we'll come back. We got like what 30 seconds here. Well, let's just go to a break and we'll come back on that this Social Security thing because I really want to address this issue. With that, we'll go to a break. Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460 KCNR.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from the Hartford is now available through Sisku Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Sisku Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Sisku Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP Auto Insurance Program from the Hartford.
Mike's Music and Sound Holiday Sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Spring Water Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Spring Water is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Spring Water, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
We're back, Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460 KCNR. I'm here in the studio with Ruth Angel of the Largent team. I think I got that right, huh?
That is absolutely correct. You know, Mark, it's funny because we were talking in the break, and I was just saying to you that, wow, you know, some of the things that he says, Ron Paul says, scares me to death because he doesn't back up or he doesn't articulate what he wants to say. And you said it should scare you.
It should, because he's telling you the truth. The problem is that the truth is scary right now because they've already stolen all the money out of the Social Security fund. So the people that trusted the government to take care of them are really already, it's already gone. And so that's why we have an unfunded liability of $50 trillion. And he's saying that in order to right the ship, we have to take some drastic measures now because these guys that have been running the show for so long they're absolutely criminals up there.
Well, that's my point exactly. He doesn't say how he's going to do it. Who's going to suffer? Someone that's 55 like me?
Right.
Someone who is paid into Social Security that's probably not going to get it because I have another retirement system?
There's going to be a transition at some point, and I think that a plan has to be kind of mapped out because the people that paid in, that trusted, you know, gee, are they just going to lose everything? I don't think that's right. At the same time, we're funding so many different people. I mean, you can come over the border from Mexico, you get Social Security. Whether it's disability or all these different things that are coming out of the government coffers, we have to become self-reliant.
But don't you think, I mean, I've got a simple mind, and I say this on the show a lot. I have a simple mind, and I think of things very simply. And I say, you know, I paid into Social Security, yet I know drug addicted people who are getting Social Security because they're drug addicted or SSI.
Right.
And I don't, it doesn't, in my mind, it doesn't make sense. So when you cut, when you're looking to satisfy those people who have put into Social Security, my parents who have worked all their life,
right.
A lot of people have worked all their life who are going to rely on those funds.
That's the problem.
Why not give it to them and take it away from those people who aren't deserving? I mean, there are kids in Alabama getting Social Security or SSI because they have ADD.
I totally agree, but here's the problem in a nutshell. Let's take it to the private sector. Let's say that over the course of the last 50 years, everybody donated to a private sector account, and the fund manager stole the account.
Corzine?
Madoff. Yeah,
Madoff.
Or Madoff. Okay. Would we go back and put it right back into the same account and just do it again? You see, that's the problem, is that this thing has already been stolen. They've already done it. So what we've got to do is we've got to put some safeguards in there so this, number one, doesn't keep happening. And so you just can't keep funding it.
So the only solution that Ron Paul gives is he's letting those that are 25 years of age opt out of Social Security. So how is it that you fix something?
Well, it's going to be ugly from here to there. How do you fix it? Number one, we've got to stop the spending. Number one, you got to stop the entitlements across the board. Everybody's going to have to take a cut whether they like it or not. And the real reason it's unconstitutional, we have to do something different, is because you can't rely on the government to take care of you for anything. That's the trouble that we got in.
I absolutely wholeheartedly agree with that. I just would like to see substantive information from Ron Paul.
I agree. I think that'll start to come out more and more as because we've still got a whole year before the elections. And
until the caucuses, though.
Well, yeah, but until the elections, until we get a Republican nominated to see who's going to run.
Now, question for you. Would you vote for the Republican nominee?
Well, I'm not going to vote for Obama.
Republican nominee.
I know. Well, again, you know, I'm going to take the caucuses right now, and I'm going to vote for my guy, and I'm going to go with my conscience. But the problem is that if it comes down to a choice between Newt Gingrich and Mitt Romney, well, I already know Mitt Romney is not a conservative, okay,
correct.
And I already know that Newt Gingrich is probably not the conservative I like in there, if you could even call him conservative.
But he's a historian, which that's where you fall back on.
He's a historian, but he does not want to get rid of the banks. He does not want to go back to the Constitution. It's the same old guard social engineering that's been in there this whole time. If we do not at some point turn over to somebody else that has a different idea that starts heading us back towards the Constitution, then it's not going to matter anyway.
When you vote locally, are you looking at the same?
Yes. I want to know who I'm looking at the same kind of. Now, when I vote locally, they don't have the power to go in and change, you know, so you have to deal with the power on the local level that they do have. But the sheriff, absolutely. If he's not for the Constitution and protecting my rights against the federal government, I'm going to vote against him. Whether it's city, county, state, I want guys who are going to go in there and start because the reason that we have this big problem in Social Security is because we quit following the Constitution. We set up a program that was unconstitutional that started taking money and handing it to the government to manage. That's the problem. You wouldn't even need their money if you had taken and put it into your own investments, into your own property, and managed it yourself and been responsible for your own money. You would have enough money now to take care of yourself if you'd just taken the Social Security that they took and spent and put it in your own investment vehicles. So you got to break the cycle someplace. And that's, you know, is it going to be ugly? Yeah, because we've gone so far now, it has to be ugly. And so what's going to happen in this next election is totally important. Why? Because do we want Obama or do we want Obama light?
Exactly. And I just think we're in such a mess that there has to be some sort of transition. There has to be someone to just go in and reverse everything that he's done.
Well, that's why I think Ron Paul's the guy, is because he's going to totally reverse this thing. And we have tried all these other guys. We have tried all these other guys for years. They've been on the same team for years, the Republicans and the Democrats.
Oh, I think that's how Obama got into office, to be honest
Absolutely.
With you. I think it was hope and change and all those things that he didn't deliver
and
on.
And it goes to money in the banking. And that's the big reason, is that none of them address the money in the banking except Ron Paul, and that is the root of the evil. Until that is taken care of. So we're just going to keep going on in the same down the same dark path until we get rid of the Federal Reserve and the banking. And I have some articles on how much these guys are doing. We have a caller on the line. Terry, are you out there?
I am. Mark, you're 100% right. You really kind of nailed this whole thing. As someone who paid into Social Security and a lot of it, to me, it's not an entitlement. I paid it. They took it from me. I had no choice. They took it. But would I be willing to sacrifice that for the freedom of my grandkids? Yes. Would I be willing to sacrifice that for our country getting it back together? Yes. And I think that there's probably more people like me that feel that way that aren't really, being talked about by the mainstream media or anything else. The other point I wanted to make was the fact that it doesn't matter if Ron Paul can get people behind him or not at this point.
Right.
With the way things are going, I mean, our options are the economy has to go in one direction or the other. The direction of the economy going up is just I don't know how naive most people are, maybe they're more naive than I really want to believe, in thinking that it actually could go anywhere but down. And with all the stuff you talked about, as far as the dollar, as far as the gold standard, as far as real money, as far as the Federal Reserve, I don't really see any other situation happening other than the fact of us trying to reset our economy. Now, at that time, a president like Ron Paul would be great because he's constitutional. He understands the Constitution. And I think that Michelle Bachmann's trying. So I just want to kind of leave it there and see what you guys have to say about that.
Well, I have a question for you, Terry. Are you willing to say, we are part of, or maybe let's say you have thousands and thousands of people that agree with you and who would be willing to give up their Social Security. Are you willing to do that with the politicians there that will take that money and make more entitlements?
Yeah, but it's not there. So the money's not there.
I think it's the thing. Let me answer the question.
Sure.
I think the thing is that it really, what we're talking about is apples and oranges. The point is that the economy is at a point right now where we're going to go one of two ways. So it doesn't matter really what I think about Social Security. When I'm making the statement saying that if I had to sacrifice Social Security for the benefit of my grandkids to enjoy this beautiful country, if I had to give up some of my own, if I had to sacrifice that, I would sacrifice it. That's what I'm saying. And I think the thing that most people have to understand is that economically, the country is not going to be in any position at all to even negotiate that thing the way we're going. The way we're going right now, we have two choices. One, to prepare for a situation to where we're going to have an economic disaster, and two, prepare for a way we're going to have some sort of economic disaster. And I'm not trying to sound like the purveyor of doom or anything like that, but realistically, being a businessman for 30 years, working for major companies, dealing with major companies, all this sort of stuff, I can see this stuff coming down. I mean, it's plain as the nose in your face. So it's not a matter of whether or not I would be willing to make a sacrifice or you would be willing to make a sacrifice for your grandkids. It's sort of like if that's an option, if we have any kind of option other than what looks like what is going to be inevitable, I'm all for it.
Yeah, I think you got a good point, Terry. I think that it's a good thing that we're having these conversations because we're starting to get to the real issues of the real problems. And before, they've been just glossing them over. But I think you're right. I think the problem is going to be in the next few years is just surviving economically, and because the system is rolling over now, whether we like it or not, and we're not too far away from real pain here. And so, yeah, I mean, I don't think that Ron Paul can solve it all at all.
I just have to be honest with you. I think that you're correct, Terry, in the fact that we are, and I've been talking to Mark for years, who has tried to prepare me as one of his customers for what's happened today, and he's done a very good job. And I have to think that, you know, it was from listening to Mark and listening to his advice that's gotten me in a situation where I can, you know, I can actually weather the storm, and I can actually say to you, yes, I would absolutely sacrifice that for my kids, my grandkids, and give up my Social Security. My problem is that I have such a distrust of politicians, including Ron Paul, that I would fight it. Absolutely would fight it, just based on, you know, my mother's listening, and she's got the intuition of better than anyone I know, and she's not psychic. She just got good intuition. And my mother is a fighter. My mother would say, "You're not taking it from me. You're just not going to do it."
There is a wrong and right here, and I agree that it's wrong that that's what happened. But we also have to come to the reality of that it has happened. These guys are crooks. They are criminals up there. It's getting to a point where it's getting blatantly criminal. And we have to realize that if you elect criminals in the government, in fact, that's what the whole Founding Fathers theme was that government was man's worst enemy since the beginning of time. You could never trust them, no matter who they were. And that's why we're in the position we're in, because we have been trusting
them.
That's
right. And you've got Romney holding up the Constitution. You've got Perry holding up the Constitution. And they're saying, they're saying, we're going to disband the EPA. We're going to, you know, and I just want to hear somebody that's got a good plan, somebody that's going to tell me what is the path for the future. What's going to get us out of this black cloud?
I think
that's the whole thing. Ahead, I think a lot of people are looking at a silver bullet that's going to get us out of this. There isn't one.
No, you're correct.
The whole point is that there is not one. And Mark, you know, as far as what he says, the things I've known Mark for about 2.5 years now, and I consider Mark family. And the thing is that what Mark has told me has always been based upon one thing. That's fact.
Exactly.
Not conjecture, not anything that he just thinks about, not something he read. In fact, there's been numerous times, daily basis times, where Mark has said, you know, I haven't really checked this out factually yet, so I'm not sure about it. This is what it says, but I haven't checked it out factually yet, so I'm not with it. And those are the kinds of things, and that's what we have to be looking at. The inevitable is, I'll give you a really good example, something that can come right down to reality. I have a good friend who works for a company that tests cement, because every piece of concrete that's poured for anything that's made, whether it's a casino in Las Vegas or a levee or a bridge or anything that's made, has to be tested. It's tested with government regulation. In California, you can imagine, it's got to be is regulating these people out of sight. All the jobs they have that are booked for 2 years are all in the public sector, every single one of them. All the money they have that's coming is government money, which is our money, which we don't have. So half of the jobs that they have, they're going to have problems with. And I found out tonight that one of the major jobs that they have that has to do with levies is the fact that they're not really finishing their study yet on the cement because they haven't been paid yet.
Jeez.
So reality is, I mean, really, and I hate to sound like the guy who's standing at the window going, you know, I'm not going to take this anymore. But really, reality is people have to wake up. So all the stuff that you're seeing is superficial, all this other stuff that you're seeing that's going on, reality is that we need to get back to the Constitution. The reality is that we really haven't come upon hard times as Americans. We haven't had any hard times since the Great Depression and World War II.
Our parents saved us from that.
That's it, period. Right. We're in for them. That's it, period.
Yeah,
our parents never let us feel that. Our parents never let us see that, or most of our parents didn't. Mine did.
So vote your conscience. Don't vote who you think may be the right person. Vote your conscience, especially in the primary.
I agree. Listen, we got to go to a break real quick here, Terry, and then we'll be right back. So hang on.
Love your legs again. You don't have to live with varicose veins. MD Imaging encourages you to take a new look at the different options available to help you love your legs again. Our non-surgical solutions eliminate varicose veins with no hospital stay, little scarring, and no lengthy recovery. Our vein specialists offer the latest treatments that provide many benefits over what you may have heard about vein treatments in the past. And MD Imaging is the North State's only comprehensive vein center. That means you'll have your choice of the latest technologies, and all aspects of your treatment will be performed right here at MD Imaging. We offer complimentary evaluations, so you can talk to our board-certified vein specialists to find out about your options. Love your legs again. Call 245-5945 to request your complimentary evaluation today. That's 245-5945. The North State's only comprehensive vein center. MD Imaging.
Come into Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive near the corner of Mistletoe and Hilltop. Locally owned and operated since 2007, personalized customer service is our specialty. Here at Bibles, Books, and More, we offer on-site Bible imprinting and mail-to-jail services. Special orders are no problem at Bibles, Books, and More, the Good Book Store at 2025 Hilltop Drive.
Looking to buy a home or investment property? Are you a first-time homebuyer? Did you know there is still a tax credit available? Well, my name is Pete Metz with Megastar Financial, and I have been helping people finance their homes in the Reading area now for 9 years. We offer FHA, USDA, VA, investment, and conventional financing. Even if you think credit or previous bankruptcy is a concern, call me, Pete Metz, to be pre-approved today at 530-221-7700, or you can visit me online at petemetz.com.
Moving me down the highway, moving me down the highway, moving ahead till I won't pass me by.
We're back. This is Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460 KCNR. Home of the Free Fire Media. I'm here in the studio with Ruth Angel, and we got Terry on the line, and we've been talking about all things tough.
Well, Mark, it's been, you know, I listen to your show, and you know the chemtrails, and we talked about this a little bit, where I'm thinking, okay, just get a magnet, and you've got a solution for that, and I loved hearing that because it's scary. And so when you're out there trying to pick out which battle you're going to fight and which one, you just.
Right now,
get overwhelmed.
Right now, it's about, in my opinion, it's about preparing for really hard times and survival issues. You know, when we talk about the chemtrails, I did come up with zeolite. I suggest that anybody who's worried about chemtrails look into zeolite as a way to cleanse your body out of heavy metals. But it's coming to a point where food and then preserving your wealth, you've got to get out of the system. You can't be in paper in anything. We talked a little bit about the silver market, and the one big thing, the reason that the silver market's been going volatile is because this commodities market is starting to collapse. And this MF Global Lehman Brothers moment is collapsing the market. And I've got just a quick headline here, and then we'll get back to you, Terry. The clearinghouse, this is from Jim Sinclair at the JSMindset.com, December 2nd. Clearinghouses are the mechanisms of all market. And it says, dear family, my dear extended family, we all know the bank's balance sheets are cartoons due to the capitulation on the fair market value issues, and the euro financial leaders do not deserve the title leader, and that the Fed is the source of liquidity for Euroland and unlimited cheap dollar swaps. But there is more. That is the first failure of a major clearinghouse. Clearing is the mechanism of all markets. It's the guts of the system. It's the engine under the hood of finance. It's the pulley that turns inside the watch. It is basic to finance, for without clearing, trades cannot close. So what this goes on to say is that unless MF clients are made whole in every way, with the ones that lost the $2.1 billion, the system is broken. It is as if the heads blew off the engine of finance. Where can you go to keep your money in investments if clearinghouses are allowed, for whatever reason, to, you know, basically steal their money of their clients? Are you safe even in a custodial account if the clearing mechanism can erase assets across the board as a product of insolvency for any reason? The system is in a critical seizure. So this has been part of what I'm talking about in the silver market, because the silver market has been so volatile because the powers that be have been papering over the market, trying to cover their losses and trying to drive the silver prices down in order to cover their losses, because they bet on the market going down. But because the market's been going up, it's been giving them more losses. So they keep creating more paper to cover their losses and selling the silver over and over. It's now estimated 1,000 times over the underlying asset.
So what you're talking about is that they're selling silver certificate
that they don't have.
That they don't have.
Right.
While people, where you've been saying for years to go out and buy physical gold or silver.
This is why, because the guys that are in the know knew what they were doing. They knew because you could run the numbers and see that the physical silver didn't exist in the market accounts with what they were selling based on the numbers. It was, 500, when I first started looking at it and I ran the numbers, it was 500 more pieces of paper than there was actual physical silver in existence. They were trading like 20 million or 20 billion ounces of silver a day. It was some, I don't have the number in front of me, but it was an ungodly amount of trading each day. Well, there's not 20 billion ounces of silver in the world. It doesn't exist.
Well, you know, we've been talking about this for 3 years, and I keep, you know, and I know you talk about J.P. Morgan Chase and how they are really one of the biggest corrupt.
Right. But the market's starting to take over. Because of this MF Global thing, this is contagioning out. The money that disappeared, they found out, came out into a bank of J.P. Morgan's in England and then came back into J.P. Morgan's account in the form of some silver ounces. So they stole the silver, and MF Global, all the accounts got stolen except J.P. Morgan's account. So everybody else lost their money except J.P. Morgan. It came offshore, went back into J.P. Morgan's account. This is so criminal, it's ridiculous. And so this paper market is coming to an end. People are realizing that you can't trust these guys because...
Then why isn't silver skyrocketing?
It will. It will.
I mean, I know that we've been talking about this again for years, and I've been kind of waiting, and I see how it's coming.
It's gone on.
Rises.
It's gone on longer. There's been more manipulation than anybody thought possible.
But you'd think that there are people in place to stop it, to say, okay.
That's the problem.
60 minutes.
That's the problem why it's gone on, is the SEC hasn't stepped in and done anything. The CFTC hasn't stepped in and done anything. But rest assured, the real market out there is starting to step in. Just like you can only fool the stock market so long. You can only fool, you know, the inflation figure so long. You can only say that the unemployment is so skewed for so long, and reality is going to come home to roost at some point. That's why you're seeing the market starting to take over, because the market is smarter than all of these guys combined. These guys think they can manipulate everything, but it's coming home to roost. You can't manipulate the economy and say that we're only at 8.6% unemployment when it's really 13 or 14 or 15%. It doesn't work after a time.
Exactly.
Well, that's what's happening, and the silver is going to go up. All the factors say that it's going to go up at some point, and when it does, you want to be riding the rocket. But in the meantime, look at these as gifts, because the more you can accumulate now, the more later on you're going to be able to cover on your wealth retention.
Well, I think one thing you need to mention, too, that as far as, you know, real value goes, silver doesn't go up. The dollar goes down. So,
well,
I think that what, you know, your listeners may not be as educated in this whole thing. It 10 cents bought a loaf of bread in 1950.
Right.
Okay, 10 cents will still buy a $4 loaf of bread.
Let me interrupt you. Hold a second, Terry. Let me interrupt you. You're right, and then you're wrong. Here's the reason.
Oh, no, I didn't get my thought completely done.
Okay.
Get it done.
Okay.
Then go ahead, because I'm going to come around. I know where you're going to go, and I'm going to come there. So the point is that as we look at everything, as silver goes ahead and rises in what we can get for it, it doesn't mean that the value of anything went up. It's just that true money has really shown its real face.
Right. It's being devalued.
And that's where Mark was going to go with that.
No,
I
was going to go one more spot, Terry.
Sure.
On top of all of that, that's why the silver has to go up and keep pace with the money supply. But because of industrial use and supply and demand, which they
Absolutely.
Have been manipulating, it has also now become more rare than gold as a commodity and as an industrial and the supplies and industry. The shortages are starting to happen. They've been trying to suppress this information, but because of the supply and demand, it is going to go up in value as well as keep up with the dollars that are getting to become in existence. So you're going to get a double shot
that's
out
a
of
double
it.
Double whammy.
Yeah,
that's good.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
wow.
That's cool.
So it's happening. I mean, mark my words, it's because remember when we first talked about this, it was $9 an ounce?
Yeah, I think it was about $9 an ounce.
Well, I guess triple.
And I thought you were crazy.
Yeah.
Because I said, no way, because they did this a couple years ago,
ten years ago.
And it just, you know, a lot of people went out and bought silver and then nothing happened. And I said, I'm going to have to look into this.
Well, it went up to almost $50, and then it got suppressed again,
right,
all the way down to 26. Now it's starting to climb back up again because the suppression is starting. They're starting to lose their ability to control the game. And that's the key thing here because...
Exactly.
The funny thing is that I've been starting to see some of the things that you've been talking about that, you know, I went out and bought a bag of rice. Little did I know. And it's kind of funny because I thought, okay, how would you keep rice? How would you go about... Because they get the bugs in them.
Right.
And I think that all these people that are storing food are going to open their buckets one day and they're going to be nothing but bugs.
Mylar bags sealed with oxygenators inside of buckets, and they'll last 15 to 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so there's a way to do this stuff. And, you know, it's like clockwork. It's not that I'm a genius or I have some, you know, okay, maybe I am, I don't know.
The light went on.
But the real deal is that this is all predictable market conditions because it's happened over and over and over again throughout history. So many times, without fail, the same results happens every single time, only there's twists and turns along the road to get to the result because there's different manipulations going on in different amounts in different countries and so forth with different governments. But as soon as you start down this road of trying to cover your deficit spending by using the printing press, it is so predictable it's ridiculous.
Well, it's kind of interesting, Mark, because you put out so much information. Sometimes it is overwhelming and overload. But to know you for the few years that I've known you and to see some of the things that you're talking about kind of come to life in you, and then I go, oh, I got to listen to his show on Sunday nights because, you know, a lot of the things that he talked about has come true. And, I saw silver rise. I saw it go up and down. I see people, and you're telling people to get your money out of stocks, get your money away from some of these retirement plans.
Listen, we got to go to a break here. We'll be right back with Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460 KCNR, home of the Free Fire Media.
Fall is here, and the cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All at Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco and Brew?
Tobacco and Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petit Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petit Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco and Brew and is on sale this month.
It's time for the 2011 Toast Across America Cigars. Tobacco and Brew are offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Theodore Roosevelt once said, "The highest form of success comes not to the man who desires a mere easy peace, but to the man who does not shrink from danger, from hardship, or from bitter toil, and who, out of these, wins the splendid ultimate triumph." Our success in life depends on the words we choose to live by, and even Mark Twain considered Theodore Roosevelt to be straightforward and sincere. This summer, Five Star Bank has been recognized as the Small Business Administration Lender of the Year for the 21 counties of the Great North Valley. Five Star Bank specializes in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star can be counted on to be at the forefront helping entrepreneurs build their business and create jobs. Believe in Five Star Bank. Smart people doing good business. If your time is as valuable as your success, visit us at Five Star Bank. Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call 223-6652. Online, fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I found for my meals. I kept my mind.
Sovereign Mind Radio, 1460 KCNR. We're back. We were just on the break, all fired up, and I kind of have to come back to this Ron Paul thing real quick, okay? Because we talk about this foreign policy. If we solve this banking problem, then this foreign policy will be a lot less difficult. Why? Because I'm looking at the report. This comes from Silver Bear Cafe via Raleigh Sally. Out of the Federal Reserve, $16 trillion in secret bailouts. I'm not sure if everybody's been aware of this, but, you know, we've been bailing out Europe and a bunch of foreign countries through the banking system to the tune of $16 trillion already. If we stop funding all these foreign countries, then we will, our foreign policy will become a lot less complicated because we will level the playing field if we get back to taking care of ourselves and not funding all of this central banking planning garbage that's trying to take over the world through their money system. Then guess what? We won't have this foreign policy problem that we have right now because they won't have the money to fund all these projects that they're doing.
Well, I think as you read who these bailouts or these secret bailouts went to in a few minutes, 60 Minutes will be on, keep that in mind if you're going to watch 60 Minutes tonight because Citibank is at one of the high topics of the show.
Yeah, so. Well, because everybody's starting to realize these guys are criminals. They have got John Corzine, they're being sued. This guy should be in handcuffs. I heard that on the news the other day. You know, so, but it's all about Goldman Sachs. I call it the squid, okay, because all the tentacles it's got. It all ends up being Goldman Sachs. And, you know, we got the Occupy Wall Street. They say, oh, it's Wall Street. And we got the Tea Party saying it's the government. Well, wait a minute. It's all of, they're all the same guys because Goldman Sachs is the guys that are pulling all the strings. Who's the Treasury Secretary? Tim Geithner. Where's he come from? Goldman Sachs. Who was predecessor under the prior administration? Hank Paulson. Where'd he come from? Goldman Sachs. When you start putting this all together and you look at Europe, okay, who was the prime minister of Greece who just was an elected prime minister, just got replaced by an unelected official who just happens to be from Goldman Sachs. Okay, Italy, Goldman Sachs. Belgium, Goldman Sachs. When you start putting this all together, it's the bankers that are the guys that are going. That's why we got to address the banking system before anything else, because it is the problem in a nutshell that's causing almost all of the other problems. That's why Ron Paul is the guy. Nobody else will talk about it.
Well, he needs to explain it. I mean, he needs to be a little bit more articulate and talk about it and not.
Maybe I should be his campaign manager.
Maybe. I think so, because I'm doing whatever you say, Mark.
Yeah, I think that's the thing about Ron Paul is the fact that people just don't
connect.
You know, he just doesn't articulate well.
You're right.
He talks to his people. In other words, if he's saying something and talking in something a lot of people may think is just innuendo, it's things that maybe you and I and a lot of people would say, oh, yeah, I get what he's saying because we've listened to Ron Paul. We know what he believes about the Federal Reserve. We know what he's talking about as far as the bankers. We know what he's saying as far as true money. We understand his policy as far as foreign policy. But the thing is that he doesn't articulate it and break it down for those people who are not
savvy.
Not familiar with his genre.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
I agree with you. That's one of the reasons that I'm doing this radio program is because somebody has to really articulate this out there enough to a point where you get it. Because just having the conversation started is one thing, but understanding it, because it's really simple. Okay, this is really simple. When you create money out of thin air and you lend it to everybody else, you create debt. And through debt, you basically create slavery. Okay, here's an article from Charles Hugh Smith. It's called "It's Your Choice, Europe: Rebel Against the Banks or Accept Debt Serfdom." This is from often OFTWOMinds.com. The European debt bank has the European debt bubble has burst, and the repricing of risk and debt cannot be put back in the bottle. It's really this simple. Europe either rebel against the banks or accept decades of debt serfdom. All the millions of words published about the European debt crisis can be distilled down to a handful of simple dynamics. Once we understand those, then the choice between resistance and debt serfdom is revealed as the only choice, and the rest of the options are illusionary. That's what we're talking about here. You have to understand the money, because all these other things are peripherals, because if you're in servitude through debt, because if 40% of our money at the federal level is being paid to the bankers as part of the interest on the debt, and the debt's going up, and they're lending $16 trillion worldwide, and we start becoming responsible for the debt, and the interest rates go up, and it's 80% of the money being spent on the debt. What's going on? We are slaves to the bank at that point. That's the issue. That's the defining problem in our country and in the world right now, and people need to wake up and understand that.
Well, okay, so everybody wakes up. What all these all, most families, most American families have their money in 401ks and in the bank.
You got to get out of it.
And so we're talking about just basic America, and you're saying get out of it. You can't take a silver bar into Macy's. They don't handle that currency.
Okay, you will be able to, because as this currency collapses, they've already got legislation in 12 to 15 states. I know they've already passed it in Utah, making gold and silver coins legal tender. It says in the Constitution that gold and silver is the only legal tender. That's why you've got to go back to the Constitution. These paper dollars are only supposed to be representations of gold and silver in the first place.
I think what she's trying to say is that right now in the world we live in,
right.
Okay, not maybe the world you and I live in, or
I have to buy shoes.
A lot of us live in, but in the world a lot of people live in, okay, if they're down in Sacramento and they go down to Target, Target isn't going to take gold and silver.
I understand.
And I know, and the thing is that, yeah, Utah's done it, and I keep hearing there's 18 or 19 other states, but Utah's the only one.
Well,
I know
let me finish my point out.
The thing is that people have to understand that. First of all, we can't eat gold, we can't eat silver.
No, but let me finish my point here. You have to understand, you can't eat paper dollars either that are worthless.
Yeah, but you have us digging holes in the backyard and planting corn.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's what it's going to come down to. If you don't get out of the system with your 401ks and everything else, it's going to be worthless anyway.
Okay, so tell me how you deal with it.
I think you're 1,000,000% right in that. But what I'm trying to say is that in trying to convince the majority of the population, I would say probably maybe 15% think the way we do. And if I'm wrong,
getting
Paul,
more, but yeah,
I
maybe
totally
20,
agree,
okay, but really, okay, let's say that 30% understand what we understand, and 10% are actually doing what they need to do.
Right.
That's more of a realistic.
Yeah, you could be right, Terry.
Okay, so when you look at all that, and you're saying, okay, well, Ron Paul has the answer to this, which he does, and I truly believe he does, but he can't articulate it to Joe and Martha, who have two kids that are one in high school, one in grammar school, one in elementary school, and they've got soccer, and they've got this, and they've got that, and they're going to see the latest Disney movie, and they've got this going on, and that going on, and they've got basketball, and they've got all these different things that happen in their life, which is reality, which is America.
Right.
If you're Ron Paul, you need to sort of get to those people to make them understand. You've got the students, and you've got the people that know what he's about.
I think
that's why the stagnation is at 8%, because the message really hasn't resonated with people, because what people are looking for is a solution to the problem,
or at least something they can do,
and all you're getting is the things that are wrong, but not really what you can do. And that's why I think, as dumb as it was, Herman Cain's 999 plan, we all know what that is upside down. But the thing is that plan resonated just because it was something. And I think that's a good point.
And people looked at the Chilean model because they wanted to see what the 999 was about.
Here's what you're missing. Here's what you're missing, is that it isn't going to matter. It's not up to Ron Paul. It's up to the American people. And if the American people don't wake up, they're going to get...
Hold on a second.
Let me finish. If they don't wake up, they're going to get their nose rubbed in it regardless. And they're going to
have... That's going to happen anyway.
I agree. And that's what I'm saying. Because until they wake up, and until it hurts them specifically personally... They might not wake up, but that's going to be the issue. Because
if you don't have a messenger that's articulate that can send you that message, then how can you have them wake up? That's my point. Let me finish too now. I'm a Ron Paul.
We're running out of time, Terry.
It's just difficult if, in fact, you have a situation where you can't... You have to have some way to articulate that. So maybe some of the things that you do on your radio program and...
I think Terry,
Ron Paul could, maybe even reaching out to him to having some people articulate, here's the message, here it is in 10 simple points, here it is in 5 simple points, here it is. and getting that message out. That's all.
If he could just get Michelle Bachmann on it, she does very well explaining
I think that as time goes by, this is going to start happening more and more. I think Ron Paul is going to start getting the message out there, but it's really up to the American people at some point. It's our responsibility as a people to be in the know, to be educated on these issues. We were all educated on these issues at the founding
of
the country.
People are lazy, Mark.
Well,
people are lazy.
And there's a price to pay with that laziness, and there's going to be a lot of people that are going to pay the price. And the more people that are lazy, the worse the price is going to be, and they're going to get hit and hurt the worst, but they're probably going to be remembering it the hardest. And that's unfortunately
the
stuff. Listen, I got to go, Terry. I wish we could talk some more, but we're down to 1 minute. I got to hit up a couple of things here before we go.
All right, buddy.
It's been a great show.
We didn't even get a chance to talk about real estate.
I know. What the heck happened? So we need more time. We need more minutes in the show here. But we're down to 1 minute. My last quote is, no man's life, liberty, or property are safe while there's a legislature in session, unknown author. And government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force. And force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. George Washington. My name is Mark Kent. I'm here with Ruth Angel in the studio. This is Sovereign Mind Radio. Come on back and see us next week. We'll have Colonel Pete Stiglitz on, a congressional candidate, and get his viewpoints.
And Merry Christmas.
Once leading to somewhere like a broken down train. The stones fall from heaven. Hear the rumble of war.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.